Yo, y'all know how we do, man.
We back.
Sauce Twins, follow the drip.
What's happening?
What's going on?
Too tall.
Too short. In the building.
In the flesh.
It's been a minute now.
Hey.
Y'all the ones that left, though. We've been right here.
Yeah, we've been here.
We've been right here.
We've been here. Y'all been on spring break. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we've been right here.
Y'all been doing all kind of other things.
What y'all been up to, though?
Shit. How's life?
Life is good.
I know y'all watched that eclipse. hey. It was cooler than I thought it was going to be. You know, I didn't...
Temperature or the actual event?
The actual event.
Because the temperature did drop.
It did drop.
A bit.
I felt it. But it was cooler than, you know, because I had seen the glasses about 3 weeks ago.
You seen the glasses?
At HEB. Yeah, they were selling the glasses at HEB.
Oh, you was like, you ain't buying none. oh, okay. Okay.
I said, glasses. I said, man, I ain't buying these glasses.
Go home without having glasses for Kingy.
I went home. Fast forward. It's the day before the eclipse. I go back to HEB. Trying to buy the glasses that I seen.
Sold out.
Sold out. Went to about 3 stores. Everybody sold out.
You found them at the gas station, didn't you?
Nope. Luckily, my oldest son had some. School gave him a pair.
Oh, okay.
And then grandma and grandpa had some.
Oh, yeah, you know.
So we was winning.
Yeah, they gonna come
so
through.
So we was winning.
No, it was straight. I like the, you know, once the eclipse, right before it was totality, I like the way it looked outside. Like, I'm like, I wanted to keep this, like, film. It was like a
haze.
Tint. It was like a window tint mm-hmm. on your eyes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got a nice little polarized pair of shades yeah. or something. Like, I like the way
it
felt.
It was almost eerie
yeah.
type.
Yeah, but I was like, I can do this. This right here live. I'm liking the way. But I know, you know, for all the smart ones out there, I know there are certain plant life and things in the ocean and the temperatures and all of these things that need to coincide with the normal sun.
Hey, you know,
I get it.
I was thinking about that because... Like the lights, you know, the street lights that came on and stuff like that. So I'm thinking like the nocturnal animals.
Well, the bats didn't come out though.
They didn't?
Nah. Austin, they had like video cameras at the bridges and they was expecting the bat. They was thinking the bats
that's,
gonna come out.
That's what I'm thinking.
But the bats,
they didn't.
They know.
They didn't.
They know, E. The bats know. Like, I guarantee you it was like this. There was a young buck that said, and an old head say, hey, take your back to sleep.
You know it ain't time.
Yeah, one of the young bucks, they was in there, but he got the, probably trying to wait his
hey,
ass.
Hey.
I'm like, what? take your back. I know what happened.
That's funny.
But yeah, Ace, you know, once it got dark, Ace got the sniff in the air. He was sniffing the air, looking around like, hey, what's happening right
different.
Now?
Yeah. It was different.
Well, nah, man, you know.
And then the next day, we got rain and hail. That's how it worked.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro. Mm-hmm. The weather in Central Texas is just crazy, but I feel like everybody say that everywhere they live.
Oh, yeah.
So.
That's how that worked.
Yeah. Well, what's going on, man? What we got? It's been a lot.
There's been a lot
that's happened.
Shoot, the girls' championship.
There's been a whole bunch.
Was better than the boys.
You know what? When people start talking about that, and I saw RG3, he kept saying stuff like, the girls' championship was better. The girls' tournament was better. The girls were more entertaining. And at first, I was like, all right, like, why are we doing this? But then I was like, you know what? I think that's proper, appropriate. Because... On the flip side, anytime people get to talk about the men's and the women, they talk about, man, the girls' game is boring.
Right.
The girls' game ain't as exciting. So when he kept on doing it, I think it was very intentional.
Yes.
And I understood it. I was like, okay, I see what he's doing. And I was like, I agree. Like, the girls' tournament this year was
very entertaining.
Yeah, it was. And you know why, though? It's what the exact thing that's missing in track. There was more storylines.
personalities.
Knew, you knew more the history of trans, like these little transfers and the competitions and
words.
You know what I'm saying? These underlying beefs. Like, that's really why, like, the storylines just were so good. Mm. The coaching, the coaching storyline, you know.
Everything.
With Staley, you know, and then also with Coach K.
Right. Well, I didn't even realize Staley was in that Martin episode.
Oh, yeah.
When they was playing.
Oh, yeah, they killed him.
The USA blacktop.
Yep.
I said, boy, that's crazy.
Yep. Talking about women's sports then. Martin was trying to talk shit. Yeah. They went out there and got ran.
Yeah, but them girls, man, they turned up. They gon' what you think? They gonna turn up the WNBA?
Yeah.
Cause I think a lot of people wanna see what these girls gonna do in that league. So I think they gonna take a lot of the viewers. And the WNBA is gonna be
a little bit
more popular.
Yeah, they gonna carry the viewership because what's happening is like, okay, Kaitlyn was crazy. Now, if she does that, if she is Steph Curry out there doing that, step back, pull up, side step, pull up, just going crazy, yeah, it's going to take that viewership over. Reese needs to keep her personality.
Yeah, take
that to the league, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good for the sport. I heard they trying to get their own, trying to separate from the NBA and get their own
TV deals
media.
And stuff?
Yep, trying to get their own media.
That might be better.
Stuff. Yeah,
that might be better for them.
I think so too, man.
That might be better for them. I still believe, and I know a lot, this is not my opinion that this is not a sexist thing, but I still believe they should drop the gold to 9 foot, bro.
That'll turn them up even more.
Yeah, I know it's going to mess up. Now, I don't know how that deals with their shots. Yeah, because, you know what I'm saying? I understand that it will change the shot. But, like, I'm just thinking back.
But you're
like,
just adding a different element into the game where
people get dunked on. It.
Bro, that'll be crazy.
Different kind of dunks.
That'll be crazy.
Windmills. You know what I'm saying?
That'll be crazy.
People getting going to the rack.
They don't be wanting to do stuff like that.
But
then
the ball is already smaller.
Right.
The women already play with a smaller ball. So I'm saying when that happened, I don't understand. I do understand why.
Yes.
Because of the resources to get a 9 foot goal and a 10 foot or move it up and down. I understand that. But I'm like, man, what would it do just.
It'll be
a
crazy.
Different game when it comes
It'll
to. Because you're going to have a couple girls that. Ain't bigs that's going to dunk
still
now,
gonna,
too.
What? Posters.
Same thing as the
Posters.
NBA.
Posters. Right. That'll be crazy, bro. That'll be crazy. But, yeah, tournament was good. On the flip side, the boys, you know, I feel like UConn has been the most dominant team. Like, I can remember back when I was in elementary, middle school, high school, they always in it.
Bro.
They always in it.
I ain't gonna lie. It was also refreshing to see the bigs going at it underneath. That was refreshing to see them boys down there. Like the game played inside out.
Yeah.
It was refreshing to see that physicality and the refs allowing the game to just be played. There was still your outside element of the game.
Oh, yeah.
But just the way the game was played inside out, like, it was refreshing kind of see the game like that. It was where everybody wasn't shooting 23s. Like, you saw the ball getting worked down low, you know, double team, hitting it back out. Yeah. Like, you didn't just see a bunch of, and I forgot who was talking about this, you didn't see just a bunch of just strictly pick and roll at the top of the key. You know what I'm saying? The one-on-one pick and roll and try and step back.
Man, UConn's offense might be one of the best offenses I've ever seen play the game.
I ain't gonna lie, though. Purdue put a little – there was a little at first, but it was like they just wear you down with their offense over the game. But at first it's like – they kind of like put a kick on, like, they say, you know, about 15.
Man, screen here, screen there, patient, not rushing. And then out of nowhere, somebody just wide open. I say, God, every time.
Yeah, you know how that motion, you know. Yeah, make the defense, make
every
them work.
Every time. Yeah. But basketball about to be over, so you know what that means. Football.
Football been up. UFL. We're going to go check out some of our guys this Sunday, man. Check out Jordan over with San Antonio. We're going to check out Blake. They play in San Antonio, so it's going to be fun. Blake Jackson and Jordan.
Boy, Jordan led the league in tackles last year.
Right.
Going crazy again.
Looking good this year, too. Yeah. And Blake was up there last year.
Seattle?
Yeah, he played with Seattle last year, but he was St. Louis this year. But last year he was, for a while, he was in top five in receptions or top two or three.
Yeah.
Can't remember exactly how Blake finished out, but had a great year. Had a great year with Seattle, so, you know, hope to
see him. I'm glad they got this league, man.
Keith Gibson. He never trained with us, but he alumni family.
Oh, yeah, that's fam right there.
Yeah, Mary Harden Baylor.
Probably seen him get a little pick.
Yep. Oh, yeah, last week, yeah. So, Keith doing his thing, man.
Yeah, man. I'm glad they got that league for them boys.
Yeah, for sure.
And now they done condensed it to where it's like the top players. So, come on now.
Yeah.
You do your thing in this league. Let's get a shot.
Right. I'm excited to watch them boys play Sunday. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting.
Yeah, it is.
I think that's going to be my I think I've only been to one other professional football game. It was a preseason Cowboys game I had went to. Other than that, I ain't been to no football.
I went to a preseason game one time, long time ago. Don't really. But a couple years ago, when my mother-in-law and my wife and Joe, we went and saw the Texans play the Jags.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they wanted to see them play. But it was really like, it ended up not being a good game because it was the year after the Jags had went to the AFC Championship. Mm-hmm. And the next year, they didn't play well. And it was like, they weren't making the playoffs. It was just nothing.
Chad, what you think about the Texans right now? They making some moves.
They made some hellified moves.
Their offense is looking crazy.
They so quick to put them in front of the Ravens, though. They saying they're the ones that's going to challenge Pat.
That's
now.
How they, you know. You
Come
know
on,
how they
man.
Do it.
Not in front of the Ravens. And I don't even think getting Derrick Henry was a lateral move. I don't think that was a all right, I know they were like, they led the league in rushing. But it wasn't a lateral move because now Lamar can have some third and shorts.
Who is saying that that's a lateral move?
They're saying they didn't have an issue running the ball. So you got Derrick Henry. What does that fix, basically, what they're saying?
Does it not make your running game better?
It does make – I not only believe that it makes the running game better.
And the passing game.
The whole – everything. I know. But to me, it's also – I'm thinking like – outside of just saying better, I'm thinking like on that first down, even if you choose to run on first down, Derek getting 5-6 yards. So you second and four.
Short.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of these second that we can get in the third and shorts, third and manageables, not third and seven
right,
every damn
right.
time. You know what I'm saying? Well, you're relying on Lamar's magic way too often, you know? So for me, I feel like I want to see them go out, though, and get a hellified receiver. They got to. You got Zay, but you need more.
You need somebody else, huh?
Y'all see how it is, how hard it is to win with great receiving receivers.
Yeah.
Like, they need to go out and grab a hellified number one. Now, they going to be the bottom of the first round.
Hey.
I know, but them guys is going, it's a lot. This receiving core is deep.
You can find you somebody.
But they need to get one of them guys, man, for Lamar. They need another guy. They need another, a bigger guy. They need another guy.
Yeah. Man, what I was watching, who was it, Ryan Clark? Was that the pivot?
Yeah.
And I think Derrick Henry was on there. Man, boy, I say the Cowboys, I ain't even.
And
entertain. Or call them.
Nothing.
Not
crickets.
How?
He said, I got a house in Dallas. I thought that they would at least hit me up. That's what he said.
He was ready to go to Dallas. That's what it sounded like. He would have loved to go to Dallas.
I mean, it makes sense. He lives there.
Golly. Well, we're going to see what we're going to do in the draft.
In Texas, you got one team saying they going all in, but the other team in Texas is actually going all in. What is going on with the Kansas City Chiefs? They say if they don't get their new stadium, they out.
What? They say they done did too much to get a new stadium.
So, they put it up to vote for taxpayer money is going to be built in the stadium. I don't know if they did the vote, y'all. This is probably about a week or two ago when I read whatever I read. So I don't know how up to date this information is, but like, they're basically like, if we don't get it built, we out. You know how the owners be threatening? Come on, y'all. Hey, come on now. So we're gonna take the Chiefs out of Kansas City, and where they saying they trying to
where
the talks.
I heard they say San Antonio, Austin Metro. They always be saying San Antonio.
Because that's the area, it'll boom. It'll boom out here, E.
Well, come on.
It'll boom. If they put a professional football team right here off of 35 between San Antonio and Austin. And you know they're already trying to blend those metros.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're trying to, like San Marcos and all of those areas are
New
growing.
Braunfels and shit.
Right. Who? New
huh? Braunfels? They know. New Braunfels.
Okay, that what you said?
What did I say?
I thought you said New Braunfels. I thought you hit one of those.
No, sir.
Okay. Trying to blend those metros. So, yeah. Man, if a team dropped down in the greater Austin, San Antonio, right between us.
That's going to be crazy.
Oh, it'll blow up.
That's going to be crazy.
It'll blow up. It'll blow up. It'll be probably most likely San Antonio's team.
Yeah.
Because Texas Longhorns ain't trying to have an Austin team.
Yeah, they trying to be the only one.
Yes. But do you know?
Kansas City is trying to leave Arrowhead. They want it.
The Hunt family ain't about
it. That's like the Packers. We gonna leave Lambeau?
Now, I'll say this. I don't think it's like the Packers.
Well, I'm saying Arrowhead Stadium. Come on now. Arrowhead.
I hear you.
I know. Lambeau Field. I mean, there's Wrigley Field. I mean, there's fields that's.
I hear you.
That's like, come on now. What we trying to do?
I mean, the Oilers left Houston.
What was their field?
The Houston Oilers? I don't know what they
field. They field wasn't one of them.
Because he talking about the field. What was their field?
The field wasn't one of them.
Did they play the Astrodome? Okay. I think they might have played in the Astrodome.
Okay.
Come on now.
Okay.
Come on, Astrodome was one of the wonders of the world when it came.
That's one.
I don't know which wonder. Hey.
Okay.
But I'm saying,
man,
the Houston Oilers left Houston.
Yeah,
came
yeah,
to Tennessee
yeah.
Titans.
The Tennessee Titans.
The Baltimore Ravens. They were something else. Weren't they the Indianapolis? I want to say the Ravens. Look, he's looking at me funny. Huh? Hold on. Nah, bro. We talking about the old joints, though. The old joints. Hold on. Look, I think the Ravens used to be somewhere else.
Let me know. I don't know about that one. It might have been, though. I know Houston to Tennessee, you saying the Rams, St. Louis to L.A. We got Oakland to Vegas. We got who else? That's really all I can think of. I'm confused. It say the
Ravens used to belong to Cleveland. It's like the Baltimore Ravens were established in 1996 after Art Modell, then the owner of the Cleveland Browns, announced plans in 1995 to relocate the franchise from Cleveland to Baltimore. I don't know if I completely understand this, but y'all understand what we say.
Well, you're right.
But yeah, the Ravens used to be somewhere else, I thought. Oh, maybe it was Baltimore. Was it the Colts?
Yeah, they're Baltimore
Colts. Okay.
Okay.
But the Ravens did have a little something going on with Cleveland, some kind of the owner of Cleveland moved. I don't know, something with that. But y'all see where I'm going with this. But, yeah, bro, don't think it can't happen.
Nah, I understand.
Oakland Raiders.
I know.
I don't know the name of the old field.
We don't know. But we know Oakland.
Right, okay.
Name Vegas now. So, I understand. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes it's time for change. You know, shit. We always say it's time for change.
Sometimes it is. It's not a bad thing.
We done wore out our welcome here.
Well, man, what would that do to the city of in Kansas City, man? I think that'll crush the economy, bro.
You're gonna lose some dollars now. You're gonna lose some big dollars. So, you know, it's probably in your best interest to go ahead
taxpayers to go ahead and pay.
Go ahead and build that new Arrowhead Point 2.
Yeah, because
you know what I mean?
You want to keep that money coming into the city and jobs. Jobs.
And
not just at the stadium.
Rasheed Rice! You ain't going to be in the new stadium. You keep doing what you're doing.
Six to eight counts. Of them felonies.
Eight. Like, goodness.
Disclaiming, we are not lawyers. Our opinions are of our own.
We know nothing of nothing.
But we are not employed by anybody.
So, yeah, that part. So that ain't, part.
So ain't much you can do. Ain't much you can do.
What you gonna do?
Yeah, ain't much you can do. Ain't much you can do.
Golly, I just hate to see it, man. Goodness.
Yeah, I know, bro.
Goodness gracious.
There's been a lot going on, bro. Summer camp coming up, man. Hey, y'all know what we do.
Oh, yeah. Summer camp, all ages, elementary to high school.
Yep.
2 days a week. Come and get faster.
Man, bro, it's going to be a fun fall, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun fall. Got pro days and NFL. Guys transitioning to their next step. Guys going into their second year into that sophomore NFL season. It's gonna be a good fall, man. Good summer, good fall.
It is.
I'm looking forward to it.
Man, every day, bro, I'm just grateful for what we do, man. Once again, I pull up today and man, just guys on the field just.
Oh, yeah.
Just going at it. Just working.
Yeah.
Just working.
Yeah.
It's nothing like that, man. It's nothing like it. Seeing them out there laughing. You got different groups that's coming together. People that know each other from high school.
Man, been at it since high school. Now I'm about to go pro.
Right. Just think about that, bro. You training bow and legged.
All the way
they first, just think about their first session.
Yeah.
To now, yeah. grown men.
Hey, let's talk and talk about Trey. When Trey and them came, when they was just trying to figure out junior college.
That's crazy.
Trying to figure out
junior. That's crazy.
BJ, you training BJ.
That's
like,
crazy.
They just trying to figure out,
where am I going to go from here?
Now he going into his second year with starting corners for the Giants.
Man,
rookie.
It's a beautiful thing, man. Yeah. God is good. God is good.
No, God is definitely
Golly.
Good. I try to do the same thing that you did today. Y'all, I'm hungry. I try to do the same thing you did today. Like, just like, sometimes when you just ain't got nothing coming up, like, it's just work. You just got sessions. Ain't no trips. Ain't no events. Ain't no none of that.
You just
working. You just got work coming. And you be like, damn, like, you just come in. Then you just kind of walk in the door, hear the music going, see people in here grinding, start laughing. And you just forget about it, all the other stuff, man. You can just come in here and just have fun with the craft.
Have fun.
But still, this is the way we provide for our families. It just don't even seem
like
it should be this real. Like, this shouldn't be possible.
Yeah.
Like, to just do this every day.
But we do it.
Yeah, every day, man.
Every day, like he said, every day. Except for Sunday.
It's all
Sunday,
we
chilling.
Sometimes on Sunday.
Yeah. Family time, you know what I mean? But this all we do. This ain't a part time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This overtime. It ain't even full time.
I'm trying to tell you. That boy Cole hit me in my DMs maybe 2 nights ago. He sent me a video. You know, he said he's trying to work on his 5-10-5 and stuff like that. He sent me our 5-10-5 video that we did at the park.
Yeah.
And I said, man, I talked to the boy. I said, boy, we done came a long way.
He was using that video?
Oh, yeah, he said.
For his training?
Yeah, he said he typed in 5-10-5. We was one of the first ones to pop up. And he was like, shit, I know I can't go wrong with y'all, so I'm watching this bitch. So he was watching. I said, I'm just looking, man. I'm looking in the back. I see the cars driving by. I see the little speaker.
We was in the park?
Yeah, I see the little speaker we used to have. I said, man, we done came a long way, bro. A long way.
Man, over there.
And that's
what
I say, man.
Park.
Yeah. That's what I say.
Man.
God is good.
Hey, I think they got more turf out there.
They got more turf out there?
The whole, where it used to be grass on the side.
On the other side?
They got turf right there, too.
Okay.
That was our turf field.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
That was ours. But, man, hey, we just wanted to get back. We're going to be back at it regularly, week to week on all of the newest stuff.
Yes, sir.
Bread and butter. I'm back at it.
That's what we're trying to get, that bread and butter.
But, yeah, hey, man, y'all tap in with us. Go to the website, sacrificetraining.com, man. Get on. Hey, if you're in the area for your speed camps, any kind of work that you need this summer, man, go ahead and tap in on that. Because we like to cap the groups. Really no more than 25 in our groups in the summer. We dropped the plyo.
Dropped the plyo course, 6-week program. Go and cop it. You know, we sponsored by
www.sauceap.com/free3.
Go and get it.
And then we got some coming out for camp. For all the campers, you young bucks, you young
whippersnappers. Which is all of y'all, because y'all be posting y'all's camp schedules.
Right. Hey, if you want to get right, learn all your tips and tricks and all the stuff on your start, how to do your vert,
please.
How to do your 5-10-5. We're putting together a whole program just for your camp. So, maybe you don't have the time. Maybe you don't have the ride. Maybe you don't have the ducats. You ain't got none of that to come see us in person. We got the program for you. All right, you can do it on your own. OYO. All right, y'all tap in with us.
What will you sacrifice to be great?